This podcast is brought to you by Mold Solutions and Inspections. You can find us online at biowashing.com. In this episode, we will discuss being misguided by home inspectors. Since our company's inception in 1998, there's one particular item we hear from new homeowners quite often. Why didn't the home inspector notice the problem? Many new home buyers walk into a new home and also walk into thousands of dollars in repairs they never anticipated. From water damage to hidden mold issues to even homes that flood during rains, this is a very common occurrence. So why didn't the home inspector notice the issues before the sale of the property? Most likely because they never saw it or are totally unaware of what they're doing. We've come across many home inspection companies that are very highly trained and extremely experienced that give multi-paged, detailed documentation of everything in the home. But we've also come across many home inspectors that are just there to either collect a check or be in the back pocket of the real estate and/or mortgage lender to ensure the sale goes through. Thousands of dollars in commission to both the real estate agent and the underwriter are on the line, while hundreds of thousands of dollars are also on the line for the banks. The home inspector sometimes has the fate of the sale on their report, and with that, many agencies hire the same inspectors to ensure the reports come back clean or with a very few minor issues. We've met some, and when we say some, we mean a very small amount of home inspectors that have years of home building experience or even engineering degrees. We're not saying you need an engineering degree to become a reliable and trustworthy inspector, but the inspector should be a person with many years of home building, remodeling, or developing experience, which gives them the knowledge and know-how to find the slightest problem which can cost many new home buyers thousands of unforeseen dollars. But in today's market, many, not all, home inspectors are either failed contractors, persons looking for side money from their real job, or exterminators. Why would an exterminator become a home inspector? Because many real estate companies find it easier to call one person who can handle the home inspection and the termite certification rather than calling two separate companies. And with real estate being a business known for shelling out kickbacks for a wide range of items, home inspectors are also guilty of giving these backdoor payments for the inspection job. The answer to this problem is to find a very reliable agency that does a thorough home inspection. The cheaper the company sometimes results in the quicker inspection, which in turn results in many unforeseen items. A normal home inspection should take between 2 to 4 hours and should be very detailed. By doing some investigation before hiring a home inspector, you could be saving yourself thousands of dollars in the long run. Remember, it is one of the very few, if only, businesses that make you sign a waiver prior to the inspection, which removes them from taking any responsibility from their negligence or wrongdoing. Hiring experienced and reputable home inspectors is a great solution in knowing exactly what you are getting into before the sale of your next home. And having the home inspected for mold by a certified mold inspector like ourselves will also save you time and potentially thousands of unforeseen dollars. Thanks for joining us. This concludes our session on being misguided by home inspectors. You can sign up for our podcast on iTunes or click the link on our website at biowashing.com.